This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's been this concern that the $1 billion plus is going to be potentially taken away if we don't end up using it. So what can you tell me about that?
Well, that is a concern. As you know, a huge piece of it is coming from the state, but much of it also comes from the federal government. And so I feel like from the state's perspective that we can maybe hold it down until we get a goal, an opportunity to go ahead. I don't think we can hold it down if we don't get an opportunity to go ahead, because quite frankly, that's like another 2 or 3 years, and I don't know that you can necessarily hold that long. But I'm also concerned about the federal dollars as well. And so I have reached out to some local Congress people to discuss that with them, and should in case the courts position stands. I'm hopeful that the DOT, as well as the state's attorneys, will go back into court and ask them to appeal that decision. Because honestly, the decision is important. I'm not going to, not discredit the importance of always looking at everything. But what is basically we'll be managing the next time is not what the impact will be on the people who live in and around the 33, but what the impact will be on people who live in other parts of the city of Buffalo, where the traffic will have to flow, because it's got to get downtown some kind of way. So I have no idea how long that might take, but I do think it takes long enough to put the project in jeopardy. And for me, that's very disheartening, because, $1 billion to be spent in right here in this community is critically important, not only to the infrastructure pieces of it, but the economy pieces of it. This will give people an opportunity to work in their own neighborhood. This will give local businesses an opportunity to have a new customer base, because you got, 300 or 400 people working in the same area for a consistent period of time. It might even give people an opportunity to create new businesses. And so I am concerned about losing that sort of economic empowerment to this particular community. But we'll have to wait and see.
Now, let's say this project does end up falling through, and it now comes down to we got to figure out what to do before we lose this. Is there already some potential options on the table here to try to reallocate that money?
Absolutely. There are a number of major highway pieces in other parts of the state. I know the Bronx, for one, is looking at the same sort of resources for a similar project, so it could go there. Or there's other places in the state where these resources could clearly be used. It's not like we live in an era when everybody's infrastructure is intact and in place and not impacting negatively on the people around who live around it. So I am concerned about that, but I just remain hopeful that we can get this through the courts and get started. I'm sure you probably know that not only is our existing business community and labor community ready to go on this project, but there have been efforts to put together the kind of training that will prepare people who live in this community to go to work day one. And we've already started that since last year. And so if these people do not get that opportunity within the next couple of months, then they're going to have to be placed somewhere else or move somewhere else where they can use the skills that they have.
All right. And then just one final question for you. Is there anything else about this that you would like to add that maybe I didn't ask you?
No, but I will add that people see that there's some value in restoring that tract of land back to its original design of Frederick Law Olmsted. And I wouldn't disagree with that, except I know that it could get to the point where it looks like that, but not necessarily diverting traffic to other places within the city. And that would be the option of tunneling. I'm sure you probably know there are a number of people in America who live and use tunneling as a way to get to and from where they're going on expressways or highways. And I don't see why Buffalo cannot join that effort, particularly given the economic impact that it would have, not just on the community, but the whole region.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.